When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Tom has educated us this morning saying that doctors told us if we get a cut or a scratch, put Aquaphor on it now. Don't cover it up with a Band-Aid.
Yeah, or just good old-fashioned Vaseline. It doesn't matter. They're the same thing.
Well, do you ever think about how many scrapes and bruises we get in our lifetime? Because they've done some research in this.
I can't even tell you how many I got on vacation.
So I don't know how many I have right now.
I come back and I just have cuts and I got a big bruise on the side of my leg. Yeah. One on my thumb.
My whole left arm is finally starting to heal, but I got oil splatters there from where I was frying something. And then I tripped and sliced my wrist upward. So
holy
it's like,
crap.
Isn't it gross looking?
It looks like you tried to do it harm
does.
To yourself.
And the thing is, it happened like right after I'd had a baby. So I'm like, I promise I'm okay.
How are you cooking your bacon?
I was deep frying, okay? And it was like the Lord was like, girl, you don't need them calories.
So a new poll, they found the average adult suffers 35 scrapes and bruises each year. So we're injuring ourselves right around 3 times a month. That's the way it breaks down. Now, if you want to get even more serious with it, average American racks up about 4,000 cuts, scrapes, and bruises over the course of their life. It's quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Sounds kind of low to me.
Okay.
Just looking at Cato.
That was just a weekend.
Now, the most common reasons we're injuring ourselves, how do you think? It could be in the kitchen, Tori. You might be onto something right there.
It definitely is.
They say it is we are getting distracted and aren't paying attention, general clumsiness, and the kitchen-related incidents. More scrapes and bruises happen in the kitchen. Of course, we got the knives, and we're trying to get that drawer open, too. You shoving your arm back there, trying to unlock that potato masher.
And then your longer finger gets stuck back there because that's the only one that could reach.
You're flipping us off right now.
It was my longer finger.
So we also have plenty of near misses in our lifetime. 80% have almost injured themselves while using their phone. That's because we're distracted. We're talking to somebody else, not paying attention, you're trying to multitask.
I just saw someone post on social media there had a bruise because they're holding their phone up in bed night and it fell on their face. Mm-hmm.
That happens a lot if you're dozing off.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, and I'm glad that we kind of switched to cell phones because when those iPads first came out and you had your iPad up there watching a movie and that falls on your face. Yeah, it's much more dangerous.
Now, what makes you say we switch to cell phones?
Maybe that's just me personally.
Right.
But I'm like, when the iPad came out, it was so big. It was a lot of fun. That's how you'd watch your movies. And like, now people, like, I like a bigger screen to watch a movie. A lot of, like, my kids and stuff, they love watching a movie on their cell phone. And I'm like, I can't see the people.
My friend's kids will watch their iPad, but won't expand the video to the full screen. They'll watch it in the small screen mode.
You're like, you're wasting those pixels.
I know.
So also 32% said that they have been injured by just walking and texting. I think we've all run into a pole or a door or something while doing that. And then 19% said while scrolling through social media. How are you injuring yourself doing that?
That finger hurt.
Yeah, your thumb.
Yeah.
You flick it up so much.
I guess
it's like a workout.
And then the poll found that 1 in 4 people worry about other people judging them when they are making them feel like weak or sickly if they have a Band-Aid on their body somewhere. So if you put a Band-Aid on your body, someone's judging you about being sickly.
I've never had that happen.
Nelly made it a fashion trend back in the 90s.
Yeah.
I've decided there are two types of people.
Mm-hmm.
There are the people who say you go get blood work and they give you that Band-Aid.
Yeah.
You rip it off the second you stop bleeding and you're out of there.
Right. I don't like that. They wrap it too much sometimes and it cuts your blood circulation off.
Uh-huh. And then the other people who leave it on all day. So people be like, are you okay?
Hey, they even said that here. 1 in 8 people want you to ask about their injury if they have a Band-Aid on. So they're a victim. ask me about my Band-Aid.
I know someone who'll go have a medical procedure and wear their bracelet. They're like a hospital bracelet, like for weeks just to show off.
Yeah.
And I think he wants you to ask what's wrong.
That was my husband. I gave birth the minute I walked out of the hospital. I cut that bracelet off. My husband wore it for 3 days after. I'm like, you didn't even do anything.
Yeah, that's cheating. It's one thing if you earned it. You're like, look at this. I was in the hospital. But if you're in there for your wife giving birth, that's kind of cheating.
I mean, it's like back in the day when it's clubbing and you'd go to different clubs and get the different bands. And you'd wear them for days just to show everybody all the clubs you went to
last
night. Like
a badge of honor right there. Yeah. Like, I am still here at work after all this party that I did last night.
I made it.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It's a very complex topic and a very argumentative subject. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about what your favorite cereal is.
Ooh.
Because they have just come out with a list of the 10 best cereals of all time. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure whether I agree with this. I'm sure you're going to find some on here that you disagree with.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 10 was Frosted Flakes. I feel like they should be higher.
They're good.
Yeah, because you know what? They get stuck in your teeth.
They're not good, Kato.
Huh?
They're great.
I do like them. I like to go, you know what? I don't eat much cereal. But I'll go in there, I'll buy the little boxes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you get a variety.
Yeah. So I get a variety. I'll buy like 10 of those. I could have bought two large boxes. Yeah.
When I was a kid, my grandparents always had those when we came over. And we just thought it was the greatest thing ever to try all the different ones.
And that's why, the variety packs, I got you. I thought you were just talking about Frosted Flakes in general. Because I felt like it's more of an older grandpa, grandma cereal.
That's Frosted Flakes?
Yeah, I do. And then
that doesn't make any sense. They're advertised by a giant tiger that says they're great.
I know, but they are just the sweet version of Corn Flakes.
Yeah.
And Corn Flakes, definitely old people cereal.
What's the one with the frog on it?
That's Sugar Smacks or Honey Smacks.
I like those.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are good.
They are not in the top 10, sadly.
Go figure.
And I will mention a couple that didn't make the top 10 that surprised me. Fruit Loops was number 9. Fruit Loops are okay, but they got that artificial sugar taste to them. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's the dye.
And if you get the generic one, it's Fruit Rings. you can save $2.
I'd buy Fruity Pebbles over Fruit Loops.
Okay, Fruity Pebbles is on the list.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's higher.
Because they're super sweet, though.
I know.
It's like eating a big old bucket
they're
of ice cream.
Super good.
That should be their slogan. Lucky Charms came in at number 8.
Yeah, but, I only want the marshmallows there. Yeah. It's kind of like, you're doing a little treasure hunt.
You can buy the marshmallows, and it's not a treasure hunt. There are so many marshmallows in there, it is easy to find them.
Make it real unlucky charms for anyone who eats after me, because I do pick the marshmallows out.
There's no charms in that.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's a treasure hunt, because if you got kids, they go get all the marshmallows. Like, what happened to them?
You grab the box and shake it upside down, trying to get them all to fall.
All right, this is the only healthy cereal that made it on the list, and I don't know if it should have been in there or not. Wheaties was number 7.
Gross.
I know, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Even the name admits that it's just a bunch of wheat.
I don't think I've ever bought that. Isn't like this like Cheerios?
Kind no, they're more like cornflakes, but made with wheat.
And I've never don't have them. Sugar as much on them. You got to put sugar on it to make it even good.
I'm not a big sports fan, so Wheaties.
Cereal fan.
And how did they advertise that? Because they would put sports figures on that. I'm like, I mean, this is really good for you. It's going to make you jump higher to eat this whatever it is.
Okay, this next one, I actually cheated on my diabetes and ate one of those little plastic bowls of them that comes with I was staying at my parents' house and my niece had some there and I stole one.
No.
Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries.
Okay,
they were just as good as I remembered.
Okay, did you just steal one Crunch Berry?
No, I stole one of the little plastic things told you about.
I got you. All right.
Do you prefer the Crunch Berries or just the regular Captain Crunch?
I like the Captain Crunch the best.
I think the Captain Crunch Berries
are too sweet. The Captain Crunch has a little caramelly flavor to it.
Peanut butter.
But you know what? When you smile after eating Captain Crunch and it's red and it's not the Crunch Berries that's making it red, it's the blood in your mouth because it's just ripped the shreds, the top of your roof of your mouth.
You have to pour milk and just set aside for 5 minutes before you dig in.
All right. Yeah. Number 5 was Honeycombs. I haven't had those in forever.
Yeah.
Had them last week.
Okay.
Really? Whole box, yeah. They're the big, looks like a little honeycomb is what it looks like.
Who would have guessed? All right, this one I have never tried in my life. It's called Cinnamon Life. So it's this Life cereal, but it's the cinnamon flavored.
It's good, too. Yeah.
Really, with cereal, you can add cinnamon to almost any of them, and it makes it better.
That is true. All right, number three, Cato, Fruity Pebbles, which I was surprised Cocoa Pebbles isn't on here, and I think Cocoa Pebbles are awesome.
I don't like the chocolate cereal. You still haven't said my favorite yet.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, maybe it won't be this one, I guess. Cocoa Krispies. Is that the same thing as the brown Fruity Pebbles?
It kind of is, but Cocoa Krispies are like Rice Krispies that's chocolate.
Okay, yeah. I could eat that.
That's what it is.
Well, I gather.
Yeah. Well, I was helping him out. Yeah, he did. I'm educated when it comes to cereal. Right. I am a cereal holic.
Number one cereal.
It's got to be the Reese's
Cinnamon
one.
Toast Crunch is my favorite.
It is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And that has been that way for years.
I had some the other day, and they tasted like cardboard with cinnamon on them. I don't know if they were stale.
Yeah.
But I was disappointed because I'm like, I'm getting ready to eat the best cereal there is.
Where are the Reese's Pieces or whatever they're called, they didn't make it anywhere on this list?
Not in the top 10, no.
Okay, well, which company paid for this? Because there's no way.
Yeah.
I've never had them. Oh, my gosh.
That's like a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
And I love them.
And I'm not a big cereal person, but those things, I can eat the whole box in one sitting.
Oh, left out one of my favorites, too, Golden Grahams. I love Golden Grahams. Yeah, they're coated with like a outer sugar coating.
I've never had those either.
I kind of feel like they're old people too. But
they're graham crackers with sugar around them.
It's in the name, grahams. Yeah. They sound like grannies.
Cocoa Puffs was also not mentioned, and Honey Bunches of Oats didn't make the list.
I don't know if I've ever had that.
How about Apple Jacks?
Not on the list.
Never had.
Yeah.
What about the Crave with the chocolate in there?
The what? Oh, they have little chocolate inside of them.
Yeah, it's like a little pillow, and instead of like fluffy, it's chocolate.
Oh,
y'all haven't had those. Those
Crave.
Are so good.
I think it's called Craze.
Maybe that's
like
it.
I thought it was Crave.
I don't know.
Crave, maybe Crave, yeah.
That's what she said.
Oh, did it? Did she?
Yeah.
I don't know what I say.
Audra doesn't listen to anything we say.
Do they still make the little mini chocolate chip cookies or what?
Oh, yeah. Chips Ahoy.
No,
it's a cookie crisp.
I've been eating those wrong.
Cookie crisp.
Pour them in the bowl and put milk on them.
That was good, though.
Yeah.
Oh. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Time for a crank call. You know, the mascot for Charmin is the bear for the Charmin toilet paper. And for Cottonelle, it's the little puppy dog. You see, you know, right here, I got a picture of it, little puppy dog.
What are people wiping with? Dogs and bears?
I don't know.
I think the toilet paper companies are calling us animals.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, you know, for many years, he's been using like Tuck's medicated wipes for his puppies.
Such weird.
He's educated me, though. I do it for my dog now.
It does get a good clean.
Yeah.
And they're going to put that thing all over their house.
Exactly. On your couch, wherever they're putting their, you know, that's where it's going. So
their bottoms aren't like ours. It doesn't cover up the starfish.
Oh, my.
I mean, when they sit down, it's touching.
Maybe we should put cute little pants on them.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it'd be fun to have Thelma call the company, Cottonelle, the company that made, or the people that make Cottonelle, and get it mixed up, saying that these little wipes that they have, because it has a little picture of a dog on it, are for dogs and not humans, and just see what they have to say about it this morning.
Here we go.
Thank you for calling Kimberly-Clark's Consumer Services Department.
You're welcome.
To ensure that our consumers receive the best quality service, this call may be monitored. Please hold for the next available representative.
Hello, this is Ross. How may I help you?
Yes, hello there. My name is Thelma Hollister, Hoelister. I'm 83 years old, and I am the grandmother of 13 lovely grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm calling is that I love your product.
Mm-hmm.
I am talking about the Kleenex Cottonelle Fresh Flushable Moist Wipes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that those are necessary.
What do you mean?
I noticed that on the cover here, I have the package in front of me. On the cover there, I have a little cockapoo. His name's Coco. Speak, Coco. Ain't that cute? Hello?
I'm still here. How may I help you?
But here's the thing. On the cover here, it has a nice little cute puppy.
Yeah?
My dog, Coco, he speaks every time you say his name.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he was doing some... They call it dog skiing. That's where they lift their legs up in the air and they scoot along their bottom. They scooted along the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
We aren't animal care professionals here, but I am familiar with what you're talking about.
Yeah, because do you have a dog or a pet?
I do not have a dog.
Well, the dogs, they scoot their bottoms on your carpet.
I'm familiar with the situation.
Yeah, and they call that dog skiing. But anyway, I saw on your package here, it had the cute little puppy. So I thought instead of my dog Coco, I thought that I could get him some of these moist wipes for puppies like you have.
This product is for use for wiping humans, but it should not be dangerous to wipe a dog with it, even though we haven't tested it for that use.
Well, that's why you have the puppies on there, right?
No, the puppy is the mascot. It's for use for humans. It's a moist toilet paper product. It's used for cleaning after toilet paper use. That's what the product is for.
Well, see, I was calling because once I pulled these little Cottonelle fresh wipes out to help out Coco's little bottom, they were too big and about covered him whole because he's a little cocker.
They're for use for humans.
Yeah, and I would take it, and he seemed to like it. And he stopped dragging his butt on the carpet after I did that. But I just felt that they were too big for my little doggy. Do you have smaller Cottonelle fresh wipes for puppies?
No. Because this is for use for humans, this is the dimensions that they are.
Yeah.
Well, we don't really make anything specific for dogs.
I really don't have any need for humans because my husband Harold doesn't do that on the carpet. Hello?
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Anyway, so those are not for doggies. They're for humans.
Yeah.
You know what? You might want to put a human on your cover of the package just so
The Cottonelle dog is a mascot.
Well,
it's not designed for use for the intended use. Our toilet paper has the puppy on there, too.
Ooh, well, you have to admit, it's kind of, for us older folks, it's kind of confusing. I'd rather see, like...
I definitely will pass those comments along.
That would be good, because when you see the dog on there, you say, I thought they were for dogs, see?
No, they are not for dogs.
Well, you have been so helpful today. I really appreciate that, and I'm sorry I got this confused.
It's okay.
Yeah. Boy, I'm kind of embarrassed right now.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, they did work well for dogs. You can pass that along, and maybe y'all want to think about doing doggy wipes. Because
we'll report that.
It stopped my little Coco from doing that doggy skin with its legs up in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's a smart dog. Watch this. He knows math. Watch this. Coco, what's 2 + 1? One more. See?
Mm-hmm.
He's good, ain't he?
Yes, he is very good.
You've been so helpful. Thank you so much. Have a good day now, and tell everybody thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'll start using these, too.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
There you go. All right. Hey, playing the part of Coco the dog, Tom Sealer, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I always love the math bit. That's kind of funny. There's a crank call this week.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Tori back from maternity leave. She left us for a couple of weeks there.
Just a couple.
Yeah.
Like 3 months.
And Megan Eby was filling in for you while you were gone, along with Stacey Bartrow. But Megan's here today hanging out with us.
We've been watching you on social media and cracking up.
Well, good.
Now, you got a partnership, and I don't want to mess up his name.
His real name is Joey Thompson.
Right.
But he has Barry McGunthery as
Barry. It's so funny, the stuff y'all do. I mean, I get cracked up just watching you guys act like a married couple, and you guys just crazy, and you say some crazy stuff on there, too.
Fighting in public.
Him rolling down the hill. It's just hysterical stuff. I highly recommend you check out her social media channels too.
Yeah, and what is that?
So it's Megan Eby, Megan.Eby on Instagram and TikTok.
And Eby is spelled?
E-B-Y.
Just to make sure someone doesn't just type E-B.
M-E-A-G-A-N .E-B-Y.
Now, Megan, she would come in occasionally and hang out with us.
Yeah.
But then you got to stay with me and Tom and Cato for a little bit.
It was great.
Really?
A bunch of brothers.
You learned a lot behind the scenes, though.
We learned a lot, too.
We made her sign a non-disclosure. Can't repeat anything.
Yeah.
I had my fingers crossed behind my back.
Yeah. Well, I got a fun topic here, because you have, how many kids you have, Megan?
I have two girls.
Two girls, okay. Uh-huh. Now, they're teenagers now.
Yeah, they're 18 and 16.
So, and of course, Tori, she's got baby Michael now.
Just starting out.
Yes. I got... Hey, okay. Hey, Kato's got his two imaginary kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't forget them. Don't ask me.
Okay.
I have two kids, too.
Tom's got two. I got two. Here are the top lies about babies that you might hear. And I'm kind of curious if this is true. New babies sleep 18 hours a day.
Oh, my.
Who even says that?
I don't know.
Because everyone knows babies are hard when they're young.
Okay, this is my first one, so I know literally nothing. But when you Google it, it says they're supposed to sleep 14 to 17 hours in a 24-hour span.
Yeah.
He has never, maybe once, has hit 14 hours. And I asked the doctor, I'm like, is he okay? What's wrong with him? Is someone giving him, like, coffee when I'm not looking? Like, why is he up so much?
I got you.
John's like, it's my night to stay up with a baby, you know? Oh. I'll give him some kind of knock him out right now, and then later when it's Tori's turn, I'll give him coffee.
That's right.
You know what? I did see 56% of fathers own up to fake sleeping in the bed when the baby cries.
John has never been a snorer, but suddenly, I mean, you can hear him across the neighborhood. He's like,
it's
ridiculous.
He's like, if I snore loud enough, she won't bother me.
That's right. Okay, another baby lie you might hear, you'll soon get into a routine.
Mm-mm. I mean, anyone? Well, you kind of get in a routine, I would say. Like, at least what works for you, and then it all goes to whatever. Like, we're just surviving at this point, guys. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Another top baby lie you might hear, oh, you look great.
Oh, Megan just told me that.
No. That is not a lie. I will say, homegirl, your body looks snatched. Your skin is glowing. The baby works for you.
Hold on. We're going to have to run that through ChatGPT to understand what you just said.
He's sucking out all my nutrients.
Yeah. There you go.
It helps.
Your body's what?
Oh, bless.
I don't know. What snatched. Did I say? Snatched.
Oh, that sounded cool, though.
Yeah. Snatched.
It's a compliment.
Yes. Oh, like, okay. She got that hourglass body, honey.
Stop, girl. Listen. Stop. My head will never fit through that doorway again. You better go on somewhere.
It didn't even before.
Well, that's because the humidity, Hawk. My hair's frizzy.
Sorry about that. All right. Lies about babies that you will hear. You can sleep when the baby sleeps.
Mm. No, I did that.
Well, because Jamie was taking care of the
no,
baby.
No, but I slept when he slept. I'm like, time to sleep.
He made a comment one time. I was at work the next morning after we had our baby.
I was.
Like, you didn't give birth.
I still came. I could have done like, oh, I'm going to take out paternity leave. I didn't do that.
Okay.
But I don't understand. If you sleep when the baby sleeps, how does anything get done?
Exactly.
That's what I don't. How are you supposed to clean the house, do the dishes, everything else?
I feel like we're supposed to live in packs. Like, I feel like we're supposed to like live in little tribes. That way, like, all, like, the older moms, like, they come in and they help and they clean and everything. Yeah. We're just doing it all by ourselves.
Oh. I'm just a teenage adult. I don't know what I'm doing.
Same.
The guys are all sitting around a TV playing video game or watching sports.
Yeah.
And all these grandmas and moms are doing stuff.
So while I was delivering, one of the nurses came in and was telling us about how dads will actually come into the delivery room and bring their PlayStations.
Yes.
Oh, or
yes.
Cell phones. You can play games on cell phones.
So she's over there birthing a whole human, and he's like, oh, I died on this level.
No, literally, when I worked at the hospital, it would be like you would see the dads come up with their whole PlayStation and try to set it up, and they'd be like, hey, where can I set this up? I'm like, dude, your wife is giving birth next door. Like, what are you doing over here?
The way I would accidentally trip over that wire and be like, oh, did I unplug your game?
Mm-hmm. Okay, this makes me feel really good because I was not that bad.
No, you were downstairs getting Chick-fil-A.
They told me I had time. They said it's going to be a couple hours. Go get something to eat. And then the kid decided to come early.
Okay, top two lies about babies. They say older siblings will enjoy helping after the baby arrives, which a lot of times they get jealous, though, too.
They do at first, I will say. I loved whenever I was working as a nurse that whenever the older sibling would come in to meet the baby, it was so sweet and so precious. But it just, the novelty wears off after like a week, and then it's like, punch the baby in the face.
It's like a cat or a dog.
Yeah.
Like, it's super cool for a few days, and then it's like, let mom take care of it.
Exactly.
And I'm guessing this is when they get a little bit older, but a lie about babies, all you have to do is say no, and they'll stop.
Oh, my God.
Who would say that? That doesn't sound like a lie anyone would tell.
all you have to do is say no and they'll stop?
I don't know. It's just what was in the...
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the biggest lie, because I'm going to tell you right now, they going to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, don't stop them.
No.
For sure.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.